Hey parents, we all know summer break is for fun, but it's also a time when kids can start losing some of the progress they made during the school year. We want them to stay engaged and keep those young minds active. Between camps, vacations, and family time, it can be tough to keep a learning routine going. That's why I want to tell you about IXL. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. From pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's an easy way to keep learning going through the summer and helps kids feel confident heading into the next school year. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. And get this, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. That's a huge endorsement. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
You know that thing where you get an amazing pair of shoes at a really great price and want to tell everyone about it? Yeah, so do we. Here at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we'll give you something to brag about. Like the latest styles from brands you love, or the trends everyone's obsessing over, or shoes that make you feel like, well, you. So go ahead, show off a little. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today. DSW, let us surprise you.
This is the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show on RadioAlice.com. Just a heads up, it's not for work, it's not for kids, but it is a good time. Available right here on RadioAlice.com.
You only hear it on the Secret Show. You won't find it on your radio. Oh, maybe you're not hip enough to know that Sarah and Vinny's got a secret show.
Ooh. Well, what happened? Who just did someone push it?
Oh, someone hit it in the other room.
It's a loop. Oh yeah.
Oh, I just turned off my mic.
That's not you.
Okay.
This is kind of a cool effect, though.
Is it?
How about you?
I don't think it
actually,
is.
Actually, they sound fine.
It's kind of a cool effect.
You know what, though? It's not recording that.
Oh, here we go.
That's better.
Yeah, that's better. Yeah, whatever
that's
you
better.
Touch, that
yeah,
was
thank
it.
Thank you, Brian.
Tape that down.
What did he touch, use? Do you know?
The audition. He took it off audition on both mics.
Oh, okay. I get it.
Yeah, it's fixed.
Sounds great now.
Much better.
So now do we have to remember to put those back on audition for tomorrow?
I'll remember.
Or
well,
whenever.
Yeah, whenever.
When do you think you'll do your next secret show?
Oh, not till next week.
Okay.
We're not going to be here tomorrow. We have the...
Oh, you're not going to come back tomorrow?
No.
Yeah, we're done. Today's our last day.
Okay. I have to go to the
meeting. Bye, Brian.
I already had to change my alarm. Did you change your alarm?
No, I'll get up at the same time probably.
Oh, you will?
Yeah. It won't be a big
I'm sleeping until 4:30 tomorrow.
Yeah, both of you will be closer.
Lucky.
I know.
To your places. I know. You're so lucky.
Sleeping into 4:30?
No, I'm just on that. I just get up. If I did that, I have to change my coffee maker. I have to, like, forget it.
Or get up and just hit on.
No, not doing that. It'll already be made.
No, I mean you can hit on before the alarm triggers it to go
yeah,
on.
Yeah, it's true. But it would be before. It's going to start at 4. You're right. I wouldn't have to reprogram it.
Right.
It would already be made. Hey, everybody. It's the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show, and it's a whole new world.
Whole new world.
Here's a text that we saved just for this moment, okay?
Right.
Okay? 650 has texted in. Holy chocolate dick burgers. I'm so fucking excited for the new Secret Show. Fuck yeah.
Okay, let's start. Let's just do a quick disclaimer here. In case you didn't get the memo, we are not bleeping this show anymore.
Right.
Welcome to Entercom, where we're allowed to compete with the rest of the podcasts on Earth and not have to bleep ourselves. So we are not, it's not going to be... I believe Michael Martin called it Fuckfest 2017.
Right.
That's not what it's going to be, but it's not going to be bleeped. And we're not going to, you know, it's just not going to be safe for work or safe. It's in your car when your kids are being transported. It's
right.
We hope you like it. We certainly welcome your feedback. At any time, you can text us at 800-400-3697. We don't have a phone number anymore, although... Now people don't have to listen without the bleeps because there are no bleeps.
There have been so many changes it's hard to keep up. And for those of you who are like, Entercom, what? The, what?
Yeah.
We used to be CBS. We have been in the process of a merger slash sale, takeover, whatever, this whole year. And Entercom finally closed on the deal last week or the week before. And so we're now Entercom, and immediately we were asking about what, you know, important changes for us, including this one.
Right.
But interns and some other things as well.
Yeah, we've got a few things. We don't want to hit them over the head all at once, but the thing one for us, and it was funny because we were at a town hall meeting on Tuesday after we'd already cut that day's secret show, which was a really short one anyway, if you listen to Tuesdays, because we had that meeting to go to. But we asked about it right there in the meeting, and the guy was like, censorship? What?
Yeah.
What now? So we're here.
Excited.
We are. Yeah, we
it's
are
really
super
cool.
Excited. So tomorrow, if you're actually listening to this on Thursday, the 30th, which is what today is, tomorrow morning, don't forget we are broadcasting our regular show live from 6 to 9 in two different Bay Club locations. Mm-hmm. Vinny's going to be at the Los Gatos Bay Club courtside, and I'm going to be up in Marin in Corte Madera at the town center. We have all kinds of special guests and fun things that are happening. Come down, get a cup of coffee, have a little breakfast, enjoy the Bay Club amenities just for a minute or two or however long you've got to spend. You spend all morning with us if you want. We've got photo booths set up, and we're looking for donations for Tipping Point Community, which is doing a large push to help the people who are least fortunate and most hard hit in the North Bay after the fires.
Right. Normally the money raised goes to Toys for Tots, and we do a big buy. And while that is a very worthy cause, and
very
we're not
close to our hearts
trying to stop that relationship, but we did feel like the North Bay needed our help a lot more this season after the fires. And so that's why we've made the change, and we'll reevaluate next year. We'll deal with next year.
Exactly. And if you, for some reason, can't make it out to the broadcast, we get it. There are only two locations. It's a big area, the Bay Area. And we have international listeners to our podcast. Please take a minute and text Alice to 20222. That's a $25 donation. Or you can go to tippingpoint.org/Alice to specifically make a contribution for our fundraising efforts on the 1st of December. If you're listening to this after the 1st, plenty of time. You can still make a donation. We'd love to, you know, whatever you can afford.
We got a text on the other show from someone, and I understand sometimes this stuff does come off confusing, but they were like, so do we write Alice? When you open up your text machine, mm-hmm. It says two. The blinking 20222. Put those numbers into the two spot. And then down here where you would put your dick pic or whatever it is you're sending to somebody, you write Alice.
Right.
That's, and then they will text you back saying, hey, we're going to need your billing verification, zip code verification is what they
really
ask for on mine.
Verification.
But you're done in a snap. You've made a $25 donation, and they will bill you through your cell phone company.
Exactly.
All right.
So that's an easy way to do it. And thanks in advance if you're coming out to the show. We'd love to see you. It's actually one of the things I most look forward to in the year. It's we often talk about how our Toys for Tots drive was like the kickoff to the holidays for us. It just felt great. And I know that it will tomorrow, too. I just love it when we get out there and meet our listeners and we see their families. And it's great. A whole family of people showing up. And it's nice to see the next generation being raised. The children. So I'm hoping for those good feelings tomorrow.
Well, and I'll tell you another thing we thought a lot about as we were planning this holiday season is, man, between, what was it, Houston, Florida, Vegas, I mean,
Puerto Rico,
the tragedies piled up this year, and there's no question that a lot of people, as each one of these came up, digged into their pockets and probably found themselves going, I can't do anymore. I just can't.
Absolutely.
So we definitely thought, like, what really can we hope to do here? And really, all we hope to do is whatever we can do. Like, it's really, we don't have a goal. Someone wrote that in. What is your goal? We don't have a goal. We just want
to help.
Right.
Do whatever we can to help. And Tipping Point, actually, they did that Band Together Bay Area concert with Metallica a couple weeks back, and they have put another one together, Red Hot Chili Peppers, and the tickets for that, I believe, go on sale.
Tomorrow,
yeah, 10 a.m. Mm-hmm. 100% of the ticket price is going directly to Tipping Point. Tipping Point covers all their own administration fees. 100% of your dollars that you donate to them get put to good use. They're not paying some CEO. The CEO pays the company itself.
Yeah. So anyway, this is being broadcast, or we're talking into microphones on the 30th of November,
right?
Which means our big broadcast is tomorrow, Friday, and the tickets go on sale tomorrow, Friday at 10 a.m.
Right.
For that Tipping Point show.
One other quick thing that we're doing tonight, in case you're hanging out in San Francisco, 6 to 8 p.m. tonight,
oh,
if you're
yeah.
looking to get in the holiday spirit, Hooman, Brin, and Yuzette are hosting
right.
the inverted tree lighting at the Westfield Center Mall.
I feel like what's left of them will show up tomorrow.
I know.
Dude, we have an event on Saturday, too. Saturday morning.
You're going back to the Westfield Mall that day, right?
Yeah.
That's right.
They're
going to just go shop and post social media pictures and see
it's
if you
like,
can find them.
I don't have the sheet in front of me, Hooman. It's like a Santa military type thing.
Oh.
Yeah, I think it's called the Santa Salute. Right.
But
Santa
tonight, salute. You guys are there at 6 o'clock?
Yeah, 6 to 8.
Cool.
Pro tip, be there by 6:45 if you want to see that tree go up.
Right.
All right. Let's get into some bad advice. Here we go. This one is complicated, but I'll try to make it as simple as possible. My husband has two good friends from high school. One lives with his family in Arizona, and the other lives here in California. We spend a lot of time with his friend and his friend's wife and kids that live here in California, but we never see the other friend just because of where we all live there in Arizona.
Right.
The other friend, his California friend, is much closer to the friend in Arizona, and the two wives get along well and chat often.
All right.
So these other two friends, they have a whole friendship going. They vacation together every year in Arizona and things like that. Well, one day my husband comes to me and says he got a message on Facebook from an old female classmate, someone that the Arizona friend used to date. This female friend contacted my husband to see if the Arizona friend is legit because he's been chatting with her and told her he hates his wife and plans to leave her and their kids and move back to California to be with his old girlfriend.
This girl that is writing.
No, the girl that's writing is friends with the guy in Arizona. It's super confusing. So it's an old classmate of theirs. The Arizona friend has said to her, I hate my wife and I plan to leave and hook up with my old girlfriend in California.
Okay, so not the girl that he was chatting with.
No.
It's another, okay,
another
got
girl.
It. Got it, okay.
So Thanksgiving comes along. We spend it with my husband's California friend. We're having a good time, and they talk about the Arizona friend, and the conversation makes it seem like everything is good with them. They're in Arizona. The Arizona friends are planning trips to Hawaii for next summer and stuff like that. So my dilemma is, do I say anything to Arizona's wife or the wife of the California friend who's good friends with the Arizona wife? This guy seems to be cheating on his wife, although maybe not physically, and making plans to run away with some other woman. Whether it's true or not, it just doesn't seem right to me. I sort of feel torn, like I'm not doing the right thing by staying silent. Any advice is helpful. So this person is not directly involved with the Arizona people at all, but knows how close the California wife is with the Arizona wife. Should she say anything?
Where the hell's Hooman? What, isn't I'm this where he says, okay, I got this?
I actually think that this one is harder than it appears on the surface.
It is harder than it appears.
I don't think it is, but I want to hear
Hooman
first. No,
you
go first.
You
go first. You go first. You go first, Hooman.
Vinny. You know what, Hooman, did you hear?
Yeah, I heard it, yeah. Go ahead, Vinny.
Why does no one want this one?
Well, no, I look, I'm happy to speak. Normally, somebody cuts us off and takes it right out of
Maybe
the gate.
Maybe it's because he can't see us.
I'm actually being polite and letting him go.
I'm being doubly polite and passing it back.
Mind your own business. No, it's not on you to say anything. We don't know who this person who said what they heard from this other
An
guy.
Old classmate?
There's too many people in between the story and you for you to have any legitimate, like, if they say, who told you that? You're going to have to go back three people in order to actually get back to the dude who said it.
And you think it was hard to explain to us?
Yeah.
And it was.
I don't
I'm still not even sure we totally get it.
I well, I do understand that you know, sometimes you're given info and it makes you feel uncomfortable. In this case, it wasn't direct info that you were given. And you know, sometimes in that situation, I'm hearing like, oh, and they're making plans. Well, if he's not ready to leave her yet, of course he has to make plans. What's he supposed to do? As she comes to him and says, so for vacation, we're going to do this. If he's not ready to break up. Yeah. Right? I mean, isn't that what he'd say?
Yeah.
What's he going
to
say?
Right. You continue to make plans with your family right up until the moment you go out for cigarettes, I guess.
I think, but we don't know that that's even what's going on or right. That's even what was said. Look, believe.
And it could have been an offhanded comment that he made to this classmate friend.
How many times have we said something on the air and someone texted in immediately and we're like, what show are you listening to?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You completely heard something entirely different from what was just said.
Right.
And that's just maybe where that person's sitting, that they're hearing something different. I don't know, but I would, to answer your question, I would mind my own business. Who, man?
And I also think that because the husband is the, I guess she's, I get, oh, I'm sorry. I'm not human. Go ahead.
Sorry, no. Sarah, you're on a roll. I don't want to stop you. Go ahead.
What were you going to say, Sarah?
I just think that, I guess because she's friends with the wife, she feels like it's her duty to tell her because she knows what good friend she is with the Arizona wife. But this is really coming from your husband's side
it's
of things,
too
like
many
the classmate that I know,
of separation,
it's crazy.
And it's not info that you got. Look, if you saw the guy boning somebody, like going into a hotel room, then you could say, I saw your husband going into a hotel room. That's one thing. But this is so convoluted that to get in the middle of it and maybe find yourself losing friendships, or maybe this woman has to side with her husband because she's not ready to divorce him and they right. have to get back together. And now none of you couples ever get back together again because you stuck your nose squarely in the middle of something where it shouldn't have been.
And it's weird too, because she wouldn't even be telling the woman that it's happening to. She's telling the woman's friend
right.
and now she's dumped it on the woman's friend. So now a woman knows this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I say, you're right. I think maybe just stay out of it. It's almost unfortunate that your husband told you, although, you know, husbands and wives in the best of times talk about everything. I can see why he'd want to share it, because that's a burden for him, too. I mean, he's super friends with these people. Yikes. Hooman, now.
Yeah, I agree. Please.
Oh, okay, great. Maybe here's one that Hooman will want to weigh in on. Hello, my favorite radio/podcast friends. Don't say my name, please. This is not a huge problem, but it's been on my mind, and I wanted to hear you guys bat it around and know what you would do. My husband and I have been married for 7 years, together almost 10. We have two small kids. Our marriage is really good. We have each other's backs, and we're in love. Yes, it's possible to have a happy marriage, Hooman.
Yeah, Hooman.
I love that people always put in little, like, in parentheses statements for
what Hooman's going to say.
Right. My parents live about 45 minutes away, and my mom in particular is a big support for us in helping with the kids. I don't know what we'd do without her. That being said, my mom's a big personality. She's very over the top, loud, not super great at reading people's cues or understanding people's boundaries. It took me many, many years to figure out how to communicate with her and set my own boundaries with her so that I can enjoy my relationship with her. But I got there and gladly call her one of my best friends now. My husband is the opposite of my mom. Highly introverted, needs a lot of space, can't handle loud, overbearing people. So as you can imagine, they don't jive well together. He closes off against like that. He closes off against her, I guess. From my perspective, I'm fine with this. I don't need my husband and my mom to be best friends, and I accepted long ago that they wouldn't be. The problem is, my mom has been expressing to me lately that her feelings are hurt, that my husband never talks to her beyond hello and goodbye. She used to pass it off as him just being a quiet or shy person, which he's not with people he likes. But now she's noticed him having better bonds with other people in our family, chatting them up at family get-togethers, and she wonders aloud to me why he never engages in the conversations she tries to start with him. She is right. He's not rude or mean to her at all, but he answers her questions pretty briefly, and I can tell he doesn't like to engage with her if he can avoid it. My question is, would you tell your spouse that they're hurting your mom's feelings and ask them to make more of an effort? Or should I just tell myself that their relationship is their business? It's not my responsibility to fix my mom's hurt feelings. Thanks to all. Congrats to Bryn on the new baby.
All right, I'll start.
Thank you.
That's a
bummer. So, you know, I've said this before. I'll say it again. You're never just marrying one person. You're always marrying the family as well. Mm-hmm. Don't ever forget that, people.
Congratulations on your super flawless, perfect marriage. So if your husband's cool, I would say something to him. I'd say, listen, it would make my life way easier if you could just have
engage.
A 15-minute conversation with my mom. Can you do that for me? If he's not...
Say three times a year.
Yeah. If he's not cool, then it's going to be tough.
I wonder what she says to her mom when her mom is like ruminating about this stuff. Like, hey, he just doesn't ever seem to want to talk to me.
She probably just says, oh, he's just quiet. Oh, he's tired.
Radio.com.
Did she? Yeah, but I saw him talking with Billy.
Did she say they have kids?
Yeah,
they
do, and the
kids.
Mom is a big help with them. So he's seen. It sounds like he has to see the mom on a pretty regular basis.
Mm-hmm. But she's overbearing, and he doesn't like her personality. Correct.
That's what it sounds like.
And which, by the way, it could be even worse than that.
Like yeah, he might be barely holding it together to just say hello and goodbye.
He could very well already be doing his goddamn best. You know what I mean? Like that could be the. This is him.
The undoing.
On his tippy toes, reaching as far as he can for grace. You know what I mean?
Civility.
All right, so this is what you do. I've got the answer.
Okay.
You should lightly throw it out there based on his reaction. If he's like, I can't do it, I can't do it, don't push. Say, okay, I asked, I tried. I'm just going to have to live with this.
I find it surprising that they haven't had a conversation about this.
I do too, but these things are hard. You know, well, maybe you don't know that when you, because I guess you must have just got right on with John's parents and it wasn't a thing at all. But, you know, I've had conversations in my situation with about my mom and about her family, and there's no doubt that I have concerns, and she's like, your mom might as well be my mom. Like, I love that lady. And they do get on, and they're all good. And that's great. And we've had other she doesn't get on as great with her own mom.
Mm-hmm.
And there's some things going on there that I've mentioned maybe in here before, or maybe not. Maybe I shouldn't even be saying this now. But there's no doubt that I have left the room listening to those two.
You have mentioned that, right?
Chip
that
at each other.
Bickering. And
then even on top of that, her mom will be like, what's wrong with him? And it's like,
well, he doesn't want to listen to us bicker.
Right. And she doesn't even, I don't even think she realizes that they're bickering.
Right. It's just the way,
like, it doesn't
moms
register.
And daughters have a whole thing.
It
going
doesn't
on.
Register with her that, oh, we've been kind
with
of,
the mom.
The mom isn't registering that they're being annoying and that's why I left.
That's just how they communicate.
I guess you'd think that she would go, oh, did we just chase him out of the room?
Right.
Instead, she's like, what's wrong with him? What's wrong with him? You two is wrong with him.
Right.
So there's no doubt that these situations are extremely difficult. I would think that you could talk to him and at least as a partner be able to say, look, for all I know, you're already doing your absolute best. So if that's the case.
That's not a bad way to approach it.
If that's the case, then A, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
But B, just so you know, your very best is hurting my mom's feelings.
Right.
So maybe you could do better, and if not, I'll take what I can get.
Exactly. It is super tricky, those relationships, and like Hooman said, you do marry the family, and I think that, you know, both John and I have made huge efforts to get along with each other's families. There's crazy things in both sides of our family, and you just have to try to find a place that works for as many people as possible. I think, you know, you're lucky if you do find that place. I would for sure have a frank conversation. I can't believe you guys in all these years you're not really talking about his, like, I think he's obviously said to her, he finds her, to the wife, that he finds the mom overbearing, etc. I don't see any reason why you couldn't gently bring this up, framed the way Vinny said. If you're already doing your very best, thank you. But just so you know, she's been commenting.
Yeah, I mean, that's...
If you could give her 15 minutes three times a year, that would be huge.
But that time that the mom is giving to the kids...
Very valuable.
...is important to the wife.
Yep.
She's getting a big break.
Well, and maybe the dad is too. Like, I mean, she's helping the whole family.
Well, yes, but what I'm saying is it's highly likely the mom does most of the momming, mm-hmm. parenting, and that the help from her mother is giving her this huge break. Yeah, right. The husband's getting a break, but he's probably like,
I was going to get a break anyway. Yeah, I'm the man.
I was leaving either way.
Because I'm the man. Yeah, who knows what that dynamic is. So, you're not wrong to talk to him and question it. I actually, you know, getting back to your mom not reading social cues, I think that sometimes she's putting you in a bad spot. You're not in control of your husband, and she, you know, I don't know, for a grown woman to be sort of putting that kind of pressure on her daughter seems a little annoying.
How about telling your mom to quit being such a bitch?
Yeah how about that? Why are you such a whiny crybaby, mom?
One thing that Hooman says is very true is that you are marrying the whole family, but the problem with that statement is, you know, you only love the lady.
Yep.
And so you do find yourself saying, yeah, I'm going to go with this because I got my person here, but I don't give a fuck about these other people. Mm-hmm. Leave that in. And I'm not saying that about my situation, but plenty of people are like, I got my person.
Yep.
This is the one. All this other stuff just unfortunately is in the net, but it's not what I want to. It's not why I'm here.
Maybe this lady should say to her mom, Mom, you know, why don't you just, you know that you're very loud and overbearing. Why don't you just try to be a little more quiet around him and take it down a notch?
The mom doesn't know that.
She might not. I just told you. I was just telling you the story.
But now I'm saying she could say that to her mom. It's like,
she might have zero self-awareness. Zero.
So give her a little.
And now there's an argument between the daughter and the mom.
Right.
Fine with that. Break them up.
Yeah, now the free babysitting is gone too. Away. Thanks, Sarah.
We can't have that.
All right, here's the next one. Wow, this one's really long.
Let's do it.
All right, it's about weddings, though.
All right. Hooman's favorite thing. We got him. He's in.
Gotcha, Hooman.
Captivated.
I'm trapped.
Yes, you are. Okay. Hey, gang. You can say my name is made up anyway. I tried to accept that your real name is in huge letters at the top with your email. Yeah.
Way to go.
There's a real name right there, and here's the one she made up. I think it's Bethany. Yeah, there it is.
Lucky I can't see past my nose, or I'd say it right now.
I tried to bullet point this as much as possible, but I know it's a long story. Here's my question. Should I still have my wedding reception next July? The background is my fiance and I got engaged this year. We're both 30. We met in high school. We're friends until 3 years ago when we started dating. We've been through so much together. We both lost our fathers in the past 18 months, which was devastating for both of us. We took our inheritance money to travel the world for 6 months this winter and spring, and he proposed to me on the Amalfi Coast.
Oh,
wow.
That's back. I'm here.
Set the bar there.
This is just all
That's
human.
A story.
Truthfully, we'd be thrilled to elope and save our money for our honeymoon, except all our family and friends have been begging us to have a wedding since we got publicly engaged. Damn you, Facebook.
All right.
So I guess if you announce it on Facebook, you have to throw a wedding. After some deliberation, we decided to compromise, and we'll have an intimate wedding ceremony at City Hall and then have a wedding reception afterward for the rest of our friends and family. And that's actually a pretty common thing to do. You just throw a party, and you've gone and had the ceremony already. And people who hate weddings totally appreciate that. Last week, we picked a date and sent out our save the dates. It's a Tuesday, lunch wedding, cash bar, we're poor. We hoped no one would be able to come, and everyone RSVP'd, yes. About 55 guests total, so not huge.
All right.
Here's the kicker. My family is extremely dysfunctional. Oh, man, everybody's family. So messed
up. Yeah, so far you're normal. Go on.
I did not invite my sister to the wedding.
Oh, damn.
Harsh.
We're laughing.
You won't be when you hear what's wrong with the sister.
No.
No. Edit out the laughter.
No, hey. Leave it in. Leave it all
leave
in.
The cuss words in, but
I'll bleep the laughter.
Well, on the surface, it's like, oh, what's going on with her and the sister? The sister's in a bad way.
Okay,
oh, no.
Go on.
She is 3 years older than me, has severe mental illness. She is a heroin and meth addict and has been prostituting herself for at least 2 years. We haven't had a real relationship since we were teenagers. She's emotionally and mentally abusive toward me, including sending me nude photos of herself on Thanksgiving while high on meth.
Whoa.
That is not someone you want at your wedding. My mother is also an addict, sober 36 years, but has always enabled my sister's lifestyle, paying her bills, giving her money since she doesn't have a traditional or steady line of work. I don't approve of my mother's enabling, and I've asked her numerous times to consider how she's actually exacerbated my sister's problems, but my mom will not stop and says she feels, quote, guilty and responsible for my sister's lifestyle. It's extremely
ironic. That's a legitimate
point. Yeah, absolutely.
She's not handling it properly, but there's no doubt she is responsible in some way, shape, or form.
Well,
if she was using in front of that kid all the time?
36 years she's been sober. This girl is 30, and so that makes her sister, who's 3 years older, 33, which means that this woman had a problem. The mother had a problem, got sober, put her life together,
so
and
she
had
thinks
kids.
Maybe genetically she's
That's
picked
what
up.
I think it is. Okay. Or maybe, you know, I mean, sometimes bad behaviors still continue sober or not. You know, you can't
True.
Take the
You're not using, but
out.
You're doing other stuff, right?
So I've asked her to consider blah, blah, blah. It's extremely ironic considering she herself is an addict and understands that enabling an addict allows them to continue their lifestyle choices because they never face repercussions. It's hard for them to hit rock bottom when someone's holding them up. This morning, my mom asked me to reconsider inviting my sister to my wedding. My response was, absolutely not. My mother started crying and telling me I'm breaking her heart. I told her, I don't want to hurt you, but I will not allow an abusive person at my wedding simply to appease her. At this point, my fiance and I want to cancel the whole reception. I don't want my wedding day to revolve around the drama of my family, but I'm only planning on getting married this one time, and it would be really nice to celebrate with our functional family members and friends. What should we do? Should we still hold our wedding reception or just elope like we wanted to do in the first place? Bethany.
All right, I'll start.
Oh.
Okay. All right, so no one's going to agree with this, but I think this is the best advice. If you have it in you to do this, can you have a reception just for your family and then have another reception for your friends? Because I think your mom, in a weird way, is saving the one reception that you have by suggesting you invite your sister, because you're not going to invite your sister. None of us want you to invite your sister. That's a terrible idea. Don't invite your sister. But now you can get your whole crazy dysfunctional family completely out of your reception. Have something for just your functional friends, and then have something else just for your family.
She doesn't want to be around the
That's
sister
That's the best
at all,
advice.
Though.
Thank you.
Oh, you're amazing.
And good night.
I mean, that was probably the best advice. Everything else we say
Well,
will
I thought from the very beginning, like when you were reading it, like, all the friends and family want them to have the party. They don't even want the party. You're an adult.
You have to have the party.
No, you don't.
Yeah, you do.
No, you
don't. Have to, Hooman.
Yeah, you do.
Well, going on, just going back to the Hooman's advice, this is a world where clearly money is no issue, and you can throw two parties.
Yeah.
Why not? I mean, why not get the venue twice or do things to
They're doing a
double.
Lunch on a Tuesday, and they're not paying for it. So this is, you know, clearly money's an issue.
Yeah, so the two events is a little extravagant.
Yes, sir.
Especially since you didn't even want to do one.
Right.
Right. Yeah.
So what's your advice, everyone?
My advice is elope.
Terrible
those
advice.
People. They just sound like a nightmare.
Yeah.
And your mom
want.
Giving you a guilt trip. Right, you're 30 years old. I get it. You don't want to hurt your mom, but guess what? Your sister was an abusive bitch, and you don't need her in your life. And why should you... Why should someone else be able to tell you who can be in your life?
Yep.
You made the decision that that person's not in your life anymore.
Exactly.
I wouldn't have had the party in the first place if that's what me and my partner wanted.
I mean, yeah.
But now you're here and you've got a party planned and you probably do want to be with your friends.
Of course.
I think she said in there somewhere, I'm only getting married once.
Yeah.
So have the party and don't let your mom guilt you. You didn't birth her sister. And you haven't been enabling her drug habit.
And
so you don't have to feel bad, and you don't have to have it at your party. Tell your mom, without any guilt and without, just in plain, simple English.
Won't work.
Let me finish.
You
are invited to the party. If you'd like to come, we'd love to see you there. The end.
Hold on.
Boom!
That's
boom.
Not, don't say boom. Whoever said boom, bleep that.
Double boom.
Hey, what about when the mom's scowling at her the entire wedding reception and, you know, maybe not
Ignore.
Saying anything?
You know
flip
what?
Her off.
Yeah, just
flip off your mom.
Look,
that's great parenting,
this
Sarah.
This is what I think. You need to make sure that you've set up a day for you and your partner to celebrate your relationship. You need to make sure that you celebrate your relationship and don't take any of this into your life for that, whatever, 4 hours.
Right.
Focus on your partner and your friends. If your mom shows, great. And if she wants to stink eye you from the corner, then every time you look her way, put your hand up in the view of her dumb face and block her out.
It's not gonna listen. Your mom's gonna scowl at you. If you can deal with the scowl the entire time or the sad eyes or the tears.
I just told her how to deal with
yeah,
it.
Yeah, just put the hand up. Just don't hand up.
I don't see
on.
You.
Yeah.
Maybe you should just invite your mom.
No, you can have your mom.
You guys are the worst advisors in the world.
Get her a donkey mask and tell her it's a hat. Wear this.
Everyone's gonna do.
Yeah, I don't know. I would just have your party and celebrate your relationship and your time, and then after that, you're good, right?
Are you?
I think. Yeah. Man, weddings are always just such a... I don't even know why we still do them.
Still planning yours, Brynn, or what?
Yeah, what's happening with that?
You know it.
Yeah, right.
So what's the latest development?
Yeah. Well, we have to wait, you know.
Till when?
Till
the
we're
kids
not,
out of college.
Till our hands are
yeah,
full.
Yeah, till the kids out of college.
We have to pay for college, so... Yes. Oh, and Derek is actually going to go to college pretty soon.
Yeah, he's applying right now.
Oh,
oh
he's applying
shoot.
To everywhere he can.
Jeez.
I just realized that Vaughn's on the mic, too. Vaughn.
Oh, hey, Vaughn.
I'm on the mic.
What's oh, up,
oh, oh
hey, Vaughn. What's your advice for this?
We don't even see you because we're in another
we
room.
See
we can't
I
see
can
anyone.
See
I can't even see you, Zen.
Vaughn's the only one I can
yeah,
see.
I can only see you, Zen.
Hey, Vaughn, who gave the best advice? You better say me. Who gave the best advice?
I don't know. All you guys.
Ah, good answer.
Everybody wins.
Doesn't want any enemies.
He's handsome and smart.
You got anything to throw in there, Vaughn? What do you got to say?
You know, like I said, it's your life. You know, you got to choose your own things, not be, you know, stuck on what your parents or what anyone else wants you to do. You know, it's your thing.
Yeah.
That's how I feel.
It's
about
your
it.
Thing.
Tell your mom to fuck
do
off.
What you want to do. Fuck off, mom.
Did everybody get a chance to say the F word?
Yeah, we got three of them in there.
Yeah, but what about you guys?
I don't need to say it. I'm good.
You're so amazing.
Butt kiss her.
Thank you.
She's going to be all, Susan, I didn't say any words that time.
She'll probably be like the one who never swears on the show.
I'm going to send her this link.
Uh-huh. Right.
Don't do it.
Oh, I'm not.
Well, I hope you enjoyed our first uncensored secret show and that it wasn't too jarring when you heard the actual words we said. I actually feel like we toned it way down today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hey. Normally we just...
Well, it's hard because we can't see each other. The vibe is a little... We had to get used to this.
This is a weird room. I actually...
Could we get them on monitors, like up there on the top?
Does that
actually,
work?
We can FaceTime them easily.
Wow.
Oh,
wait.
That's not a bad idea.
You guys are aiming too low. Can't we go down there and get our room back?
There's a radio station in there.
What is this face? That's we're going to put faces
time
hovering
your daily
on the shelf
hour
unit?
Break, everybody.
I mean, if you really cared that much, we could do it in Studio C right there, and they have all these inputs, just have five mics in one room.
I don't like the stand-up board in there. What would we just do? Sit,
well,
sit
you guys
on
can
chairs
sit down
just
and
in
I'll
a room?
Up,
well, you can get
board.
A bar stool, right? A big,
yeah,
bigger,
I'll take care of the computer.
One?
I like having a
well,
counter.
But Vaughn's in there working still.
Oh, right.
He's done.
He barely
kick
works.
Kick that guy out. Vaughn is not busy.
Hey.
Well, let me tell you this real quick. Someone came up. You know what? Forget it. I'm going to save it for off air.
Say it. Just say
somebody
it.
Somebody
got to
say
it.
What did they say?
The listeners want to know. Bad.
Say it. Too late. Too late.
Did someone come in and listen to the show to see if we were swearing?
No, somebody came in to tell us something about one of the rooms. But
that we were being too loud, they could hear
what'd
us.
What'd you say about one of the rooms?
Is that it?
No, say the room thing.
Say it.
Say it.
Come on.
Say it.
That someone else might be getting that studio.
This studio?
Yeah.
What?
For fuck's sake.
This studio here?
Me.
Studio D.
Oh, who's going to get it?
Who on
I'll
earth
tell
even
you
wants
off air.
This
Studio D?
I'll
pit.
Tell you off
am
air.
I in Studio D?
Yeah you are.
Oh, come on. We can't even have this shit.
We're losing this.
What?
Well, to be continued, ..
I want to say to the meth girl family,
right.
I'd really like to hear what you decide and if you listen to me.
Me too.
If you
please
didn't listen
elope.
To me,
just
I don't want to know what you do.
Kill the site. Elope and have a party with your friends later.
Yeah.
Bye.
How much longer do we have Studio D for?
I don't... What,
not you, Yuzette. How much longer?
Off air.
How much
okay,
longer?
We're saying goodbye now, right?
Goodbye.
See you tomorrow, everybody.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.